for catfish bait when they can get it. That's the best bait. They use crawfish tails and shrimp tails.
Do they ever use little fish?
They use little fish too.
They call them
mullets. There's little
shiners.
Yeah, shiners. They're about this long, some a little bit longer. Yeah, they use quite a few of them.
Okay, what about the what might you dig out of the ground for bait?
How much what?
What might you dig out of the ground?
Oh, they dig worms out of there. Now I don't know what they call those things. We call them in French and lèche.
Lèche.
Yeah. They're long. And they move, they all twist up like that.
Yeah, the big ones, you know, the big long ones? A night creeper, a night crawler?
We got something about this long. They look like a snake. And I got a little bit of grandson, of my granddaughter, that great-grandson, that granddaughter of mine came here this morning. Billy is his name. That little sucker gets out here onto the planks. And he comes sometime with his hands full of that. I tell him he's going to...
His name's Billy?
His name is Billy. He's going to be a biologist or something. And he loves his school. He just started school last year, about middle of the school session. And now he's up. His mother don't have to call him. He's up and ready for that bus, when the school bus passes, to pick him up. He likes the school, but when he gets off, you don't see him in the house. He's in the yard. He's either picking up frogs or trying to catch any kind of a butterfly or mosquito hawk or these worms. He's turning over old boards to see what he can find on them.
What kind of frogs you got here?
Oh, we got bullfrogs and what we call spring frogs and toad frogs.
Any different kind of them little frogs, you know?
Them little blue green frogs, yeah, we got them. Toad frogs, I believe they call them, huh?
Uh-huh. Other kinds?
And we got lizards. You've seen them. We got two, three different kind of them, the striped ones and the green ones.
What about that hard-shelled animal that you find around a lake or a pond?
You mean turtles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we find plenty of them here. I picked up one here a few days ago. And I called my granddaughter there to come. She's crazy to eat them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, there's two kinds of them. There's what we call some people call them snapper turtles. We call them alligator turtles or loghead turtles. They got a big head. They're mean, though. And then we got what they call the streaked head.
You got the kind that lives on land? There's a kind of turtle that just lives on land.
Well, no, but that's what we catch. They come on land to lay. They come out of the marsh to lay on the ridge. That's how we get them.
You know what a cooter is?
A what?
Cooter? They call them over where I'm from.
Uh-huh.
Cooter or something like that.
No.
Okay. Now, when you turn the light on at night, these things will come and fly around the light, you know?
Oh, we got plenty of them here, but what you call them now?
Well, you try and catch them, and they have powder all over their wings, you know?
Yeah.
What are they?
I don't know. I don't know the name for them things. But, man, we find a lot of them, a lot of mornings, at a certain time of the year, the ground would be covered under those floodlights we got outside.
Uh-huh.
Or then the birds comes in those big white egrets. You've seen them, eh?
Yeah.
They come here. I had some to come here in my cow pen, those white egrets, and light and pick up bugs.
The bugs will all gather around the light.
Right around the light.
Light bulb.
I used to work on a tugboat out in the middle of White Lake for an oil company. That is, I was